Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, coming up on Nothing Major, it's our first ever Thursday release. Very exciting times. We're going to review our stock picks, and we're going to talk the World Cup, because it is here, and also have some fan questions that are very fun. Let's get it going.
Jack Jones, Stevie and Sam, got close a few times, never won a slam, nothing major.
Welcome back to Nothing Major, everyone. First ever Thursday edition, thanks to Sam Querrey.
Numbers are going to spike.
Yeah, exactly. I like this idea. I didn't think of it at all. I think it's a really good idea. People are busy on Friday. You're exactly right. Friday afternoon, no one's listening to podcasts Friday afternoon.
Totally, yeah.
Thursday afternoon, they are. So, anyways, John, Sam, Stevie here, the team at SIF Creative, Charlie Fox and his whole team, thank you so much. As mentioned, this is our Thursday episode, so no more Friday going forward. Let us know in the comments if you like this.
Unless it tanks, then we'll go back to Friday.
Of course they like it.
But like, why would it, like, why would it? Yeah, why wouldn't?
No, I don't think it will, but I'm just saying, if it tanks and like nobody listens to it on a Thursday, then we'll move it back to Friday.
No, we won't.
Move it to Wednesday.
Back to Friday. I'm with Sam. Monday, Thursday. It's just a great cadence. Monday, Thursday. And then you give people the whole weekend to digest what they've heard from.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Smart.
A lot of water cooler talk on the weekend. But anyways, a long time ago, we did a clay court buy and sell picks. So let's review our picks from, I think it was like right before Monte Carlo, right? That's where we did it.
Yeah.
And let's start with Sam Querrey. Why don't you go through your picks? Tell us how you think they did. Remember, this is before Monte Carlo we did this.
I hate to admit it, but I went 2 for 2, guys. So my...
Do you hate to admit it?
I know everyone hates me. But so my buy with Art was Arthur Fease, right? And he had been a little injured earlier in the year. And I said that he would win a 500. What did he do? He went to Barcelona and won a 500 on the dirt, right? Unfortunately, he did get hurt after that. He didn't get to play in Roland Garros, but he did definitely prove that if he's playing, he's a threat. And we all like him on this pod. And so that came true. The other thing that came true is Alex Demonar. He was my sell. And as much as I like the Demon, I was like, I don't know if he's that good on the clay. He didn't get past the round of 64 in Rome or Madrid. He was seeded in both. So it was a first round loss. And then he lost third round here. He lost to Menchik, who basically died in the second round of Roland Garros. And he back from the dead, and he beat the Demon. Again, I shouldn't be happy about this. I want all the players to win all the time. But as far as this game goes, my buy and my sell, if these were stocks, I'd be rich right now. I don't know what's so funny, Stevie.
Because it's great. I just love the excitement out of you.
Well done, Sam. I'm reading it over. I forgot you chose those two players. When I first saw Arthur Fease, I'm like, oh, that was a bad pick because he missed Roland Garros. So I kind of did. I forgot the fact that he won Barcelona, and you called it.
Yeah.
I forgot that as well. I was about to laugh and be like, dude, like, he didn't even play like the biggest event.
Yeah.
But you are correct. You're right.
But as good as your picks were,
I know.
Stevie's might be better. The floor is yours, Stevie.
I'm a blue chip stock picker. That's what I do. Flavio Caboli was my buy.
Stevie put a few rubles in NVIDIA 10 months ago, and now they're hitting.
10 months ago? I put it in there 20 years ago before it was alive. Hey, Caboli, dude, that was my buy outside of an obvious pick because, you know, you don't want to pick somebody. It's boring. You want to root for, like, maybe somebody off the beaten path a little bit. Not too crazy, but definitely – got hot. Now he's going to be in the top 10. A Roland Garros finalist. Nothing wrong with that. And my sell was Lorenzo Musetti. I mean, I kind of sold just because his success last year would have been hard to recreate with basically being one of the last men standing in every big clay event. And I don't know what his deal is. He's hurt. He can't figure it out right now. It's a bummer because, again, he's somebody that's a lot of fun to watch. And I'm bummed out that the fact that he's not playing, because tennis is more fun when he is out there competing. But I got it right. Not happy about it, but I got it right.
Unbelievable pick. How good is Caboli making you look right now?
I was a little worried because I was thinking about this. Like Monte Carlo, I called a couple of his matches. I'm like, not a great pick. Like, you know, then he started to like pick up some momentum. Like, okay, like might turn out to be all good. And I will say the last week, I've been holding back a text to our producer, Tom. Like, don't you forget about what I said about buying Caboli. But I didn't say it. I knew he would remember, and he did. Thank you.
Wow. Well done. Well done.
Stevie, well done. My picks weren't too bad either, guys. And I completely forgot who I picked, to be honest. But now looking back at it, they weren't that good. I bought Joao Fonseca. You know, he made Monte Carlo quarterfinals, whatever, Munich quarterfinals, Madrid, Rome. Didn't do that well. But we all know what he did at Roland Garros. I think that was a solid buy.
It's a fun buy, too, more importantly.
Was the match of the tournament his match of, for sure, right? It was a match of the year.
Yeah, over the Cerundolo Center, but like I guess the quality wasn't necessarily good in that.
Exactly. That was like just what the hell are we watching? But
definitely up there for one of the matches of the year.
Yeah. And then on my sell side, I took a gamble, guys.
Yeah, but you bought a penny stock and you sold it at like – less than, you know, a pen, I don't get
you
it.
Bought penny stock for 5 pennies and you sold it when it went to 4 pennies.
I sold Adrian Mannarino. He's so bad on clay.
He hasn't won a match on clay since like 2018.
He did not win a single match on singles or doubles on clay. He's so bad on clay. But yet he's still 45 in the world.
Yeah, he better do well on the grass.
He will. He's so good on grass.
That's pretty good though that we went 6 for 6. Our 3 buys held up and our 3 sells held up. I don't know.
Yeah. Our three shorts.
Are we like a lot of times we're not great pickers on this? Is there a 180 starting to happen on this show and like all of a sudden we're like dialed in?
I don't think we're going to miss again.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We're about to re-pick now for the next for the next quarter, you know.
The clay is done. I mean, there's still some clay court tournaments, but you know, post Wimbledon.
I'm thinking about a late entry into Gustad, you know?
Yeah.
We're not talking clay that much anymore here on nothing major. Oh my gosh. Mannarino is 9-46 on clay since 2020.
That's including challengers. Huh.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Maybe he'll play BA next year.
Now it's time to buy and sell on the grass. We are mid grass court of the first week of the grass court swing right now here on Thursday. So let's buy and sell some ATP players on the grass. Who wants to start?
Let's all go around with our buy first.
Yeah.
You can't pick Sinner and Alcaraz.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to pick Alcaraz.
Don't pick Alcaraz. He's not even playing the grass.
I'm going to take Lerner Tien.
Risky.
Why not, dude? We're never going to get one wrong again.
I don't like it.
You got to pick somebody off the beaten path. You know, like I don't want to take Shelton. He's 5 in the world, even though I think he's going to have a great grass season.
Okay.
Sam?
Give me Medvedev. He's been streaky. He's been good at times. He's hit like an all-time low here at Roland Garros, losing to Walton, who was ranked
that was bad.
900 in the world. I think he's going to bounce back.
Dude, French Open is not his place, dude.
But give me Medi to like win a warm-up tournament on the grass and then pop like a semi at Wimbledon. That's kind of what I'm expecting out of him.
I think Lerner's top 15 after the grass.
All right. Give me Cameron Norrie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hometown guy. He's going to play all these tournaments in the UK. All right. Give me Norrie. He's going to, like, he's good on that surface. It's annoying to play against. Give me him.
All right.
All right. What about selling? Who are we selling?
I hate selling, guys. Feels mean.
Yeah. Kind of does.
All right. Go.
I'm going to sell Bublik. I know he's good on grass. Like, it's probably his best surface. I'm going to sell him.
All right.
Even though he's a great interview on Nothing Major, he's one of our best.
Yep.
You want me? I'll go.
Don't take mine, but go ahead.
I'm not taking yours because I'm selling Lerner Tien.
Ooh. Ooh.
He didn't pop the serve on the grass. He hasn't played a ton of grass court events. I don't think he's going to do like poorly, but I think, what's he ranked right? What do you say he's going to be ranked after 18?
Oh, I don't know. He's 18 now.
He's 18 now. I just think it's going to be like a ho-hum grass court season. You know, the second round, maybe pop a third round somewhere.
I just think he's lefty. The serve is going to help. And his ball striking is insane.
I know. I hope I'm wrong. I'm wrong, Lerner.
My sell is for no other reason. It's a great friend of ours, Casper Ruud. The only grass he wants to see is a golf course.
Has he ever done well at Wimbledon?
He's going to rock up to Wimby, win a match maybe, and then win like Bustad and Gustad right after.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I love Casper. I just don't think he's going to play any, so he's not going to gain any momentum. And I don't see a winning record on grass for him.
Kind of lame, kind of like my man Reno pick on the clay.
Yeah, but you picked him.
I'll accept it.
It'll feel good if it comes to fruition. Speaking of fruition, kind of sounds like food. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack, hydration, and coffee sponsor.
Sorry. IQ Bar protein bars, IQ Mix hydration mixes, and IQ Joe mushroom coffees are the delicious low-sugar brain and body fuel you need to win your day.
And the ultimate sampler pack from IQ Bar is a great way to try all their products and their flavors. You get 9 IQ bars, 8 IQ Mix sticks. Those are awesome. And 4 IQ Joe sticks.
And all the IQ Bar products are clean label certified. So for people like my wife, she's gluten-free, celiac. You know the bars are all like certified and everything's fine in there. There's no gluten. There's no dairy. There's no soy. There's no GMOs. I honestly don't know what GMO means, but you don't want those in anything you're eating.
Genetically modified. They don't have them.
Genetically modified.
Organisms.
Organisms?
No. Can't be right.
You don't
genetically
want those
modified. So
genetically
modified.
Nothing like that in these IQ bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, IQ bars, plant protein bars are the smarter snack choice with plenty of plant protein, tons of fiber, and no added sugar.
Yes, and there's over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting on the IQ bar. More people than ever are fueling their bodies and their lifestyles with IQ bars, brain and body boosting bars. Their mixes, their mushroom coffees, the ultimate sampler pack includes all 3 of those.
It's part of my daily routine now. I'm like not a big breakfast guy. We were just talking about my diet.
Yeah, you're not a big anything guy.
Sometimes not the best, but I do grab the IQ bar in the mornings, taking the kids to school, going to the courts or whatever I'm doing during the day.
Yeah, and right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products.
That's including the ultimate sampler pack, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text MAJOR to 64,000. Text MAJOR to 64,000.
Sorry for my delay in the first one, Sam. He rolled into it so nicely, and I just got a case of the giggles.
That transition hit,
like,
huh?
It does sound like food.
Fruition, food.
Fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Fruition, fruit, food, IQ bar. That would be next in line.
IQ bar is phenomenal.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, IQ bar. Seriously, really, really good stuff. Like, really good. So now let's update. Remember we chose a team for ATP Fantasy?
Yep.
Play.
Look all right, we got to pull it up.
Here we are.
We had Kaboli.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because we had to take Alcaraz out.
Yep. Probably should have picked Sasha.
Although it's Sinner and Feast.
How did we not take Musetti out? I blame the suits.
I do, too. I love blaming the suits.
Yeah, you're very hard on them.
Yeah. How did we do, like, overall? Like, where do we stand?
Standing. All right, here we go. We're in.
Oh my goodness!
14,525th place.
I thought we had a good team.
I thought we had a good team too.
Oh man!
Okay, well,
it just goes to show how many people are playing this, right? We're in 14,700th place or whatever.
But in our league, in the Nothing Major League, we're in 616th, so a little better.
A little.
First of all. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty fun. Like, I'm a big fantasy sports guy. Never thought I would like fantasy tennis. Like, kind of enjoying this.
For sure.
Fun to root for your guys. Stevie and I play fantasy hockey. I dominate them every single year. Now we're doing fantasy tennis. It's great. So,
are we going to make some moves here? We got to make some moves.
Yeah, no. There's going to be some people we need to take out.
Yeah, we got to make some moves. We need to update our team for the grass. Yep. So we have. We can totally revamp our team. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's do
a total reset.
We got to take Feast out because it's just too unknown, right?
You're see you later, pal.
Yeah, and remember, everyone, for those who are new or are going to sign up late, a player's cost is based on their ranking. meaning top players will cost a large portion of your overall budget, which is in this case coins. You have 100 coins to make your best team. Center is worth 40 coins, obviously, number one in the world. So you get it. But let's adjust, okay?
I think we center's so, probably still a good bet.
Yeah, center's a great bet. Everyone's going to have him. Let's do that for 40, okay? Yep. Got to take Musetti out.
See you later.
Yes, you do.
He needs good on grass. I like Tommy for 6 coins. You kidding me? Keep
That's
him
a value
in there.
Buy right there.
Yeah.
I was thinking like even somebody lower, like who's going to be no coins, like Vacheron might be good with this monster serve.
Yeah, it's actually not a bad pick. How many does he cost?
I just don't think he's going to be worth very much. So like I'm saying a late addition, you know, if we need somebody.
Dude, but
like,
he like hurt his foot or something.
Yeah, 8 coins. I don't like that value. I like Rublev, honestly, for 12 coins. Rublev's just like a lock for a quarter every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
We need points.
Let's take Lehechka out.
Yep.
Yeah, take Lehechka out.
I mean, Sasha. You'll play Holloway.
What is Zverev? What is Zverev?
We don't have enough cheddar packs.
Oh, man.
We can take Kaboli out.
Fritzy, remember Fritzy on the grass last year? 1 Stuttgart, then he won Eastbourne, then he
Let's
semi
take out
Wimbledon.
Kaboli.
Yeah, he's got a lot of momentum. Had a good.
Yeah, I'm with
he's
you.
Had some take great out practice. Kaboli.
Take
over there.
Take out Kaboli.
Okay.
Bold strategy, but I like it.
Put Zverev
Fritzy,
in.
Fritzy
no,
on the
but
grass.
Wait a second. Zverev's not going to play anything besides Wimbledon. We don't want him.
He might play Holloway. He might.
Okay. A desperate demon hour?
I do not want. I'm not touching Felix.
Demon's playing Hertogenbosch, I believe. So.
Dude, Fritz. I like Fritz for 17.
Yeah.
Do it.
Fritz for sure.
Okay.
How many coins we got?
$17 left. Casper Ruud for 11.
Pass.
No. That was a joke, guys.
Yeah. Scroll down.
Menchik?
Menchik's only 9. No, I don't.
No.
I like that.
Come on. Give me Lerner.
You can do Menchik and Lerner.
I don't like it, but if you guys want it,
I want Menchik.
Yeah. All right. And I want Lerner. I don't like Sam that much.
Okay, fine.
All right, here we go. There's our team. We've exhausted our budget.
I don't like our alternates.
Okay, can we take out Pedro and put in Komasanya? He's actually really good on grass, legitimately, as an alternate.
Is he free?
Oh, he costs 2. We don't have $2.
Oh, no. He's too rich for us.
Never mind.
I hate to see
it. Go down to the 1 coin people so we can see who these fellows are. Let's just go until we recognize a name, and they're in.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it going to be no one?
This might take a while, boys.
Okay.
Radu Albot.
He doesn't even play tennis anymore. Okay. We have Fonseca. Do we like him on grass? We could take him out.
Yeah, I'd like Fonseca on the team for vibes.
Okay, just choose anyone for 1
just
coin.
Choose any American. Just choose an American.
Doesn't matter.
That Ardila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
El Ardila.
Maybe he wins a match at Ilkley.
Probably has 1 point, so probably not.
I like this team, guys. I like this team.
I like our 6.
Yeah, I like our 6.
Okay. It's okay.
All right.
That's our team.
All right. Good team.
Everyone, we encourage you to sign up for ATP Fantasy and join our league in the description of the video. We have a lot of people in the Nothing Major League.
Yeah.
We're getting our tails kicked right now, but
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay, when you start off that poorly, it's kind of tough. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, are you guys excited for the World Cup going on right now or about to start? Like, what's your excitement level?
Out of 10, I'd say like a 2 just because it's in L.A.
Okay, Sam?
We're partly in L.A. I treat it like F1. Everyone's a fake F1 fan. I will, like, fake that I'm into the World Cup during the World Cup, even though I'm not really into it. But I'll watch the games. You know, if Spain plays Italy, I'll watch that game. And the good news for us is it's in North America.
Yeah,
the timing's going to be good for us.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Prime time. We're going to get these like 7 p.m. games.
I
just heard that Italy's not even in the World Cup. So how is Italy not in the World Cup?
I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like a miss.
They didn't qualify. I mean, anyways.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
I'm not like a big soccer guy, but like I love the World Cup. It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games in Dallas, too.
Like, the buzz is insane. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it?
Because
I felt like the buzz was nothing before we left.
Where we are, like, they will have, like, where I am in L.A., like, they will close down the 3 piers and like have watch parties. Like thousands and thousands of people will go there to watch the games. It's pretty impressive. I didn't see this coming, like actually, like because I'm not like not a soccer guy, a football guy, but like if it's on, I'll watch it. But like I'm not gonna like go out of my way to plan my day.
I love watching like the early rounds. I love watching like Senegal play Morocco. I love those games. It doesn't like I like the knockout round better than anything else because everyone has a chance. And then you always have like Algeria will qualify or something like that for the final 16. And of course, the United States is actually in a super weak group. Like
I don't know, we are.
We'll probably win it.
Yeah, so it'd be fun. I mean, if the United States can get it into knockout stage.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
Can you imagine how electric that'll be?
That would be insane.
Would be insane.
Absolutely insane.
Absolutely insane. So,
but like, I will say it's a little bit of a bummer because like when we were on tour, it was a lot of fun, like being in the locker rooms because like obviously everybody else outside of us, like the Americans would kind of like take it so serious. Like their moods would change. Like they'd be angry. Like if their team lost or they drew, so it was kind of fun to like walk around. Like guys were like all in, like obviously like some of the other countries are much more football forward. So I'm going to miss that aspect of it.
It was, you know, every 4 years it was during Wimbledon too. So you like walk through Wimbledon Village. It's on every TV. Guys in the locker room are watching. You'd watch it at night with your friends. As long as it's played in a country where wherever you're watching, it's on at like 7 or 8 p.m., it's good. It's when the game's on at like 9 a.m. that's like not that fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, well, if the World Cup's in Europe and you happen to be in Europe, then it's great.
Yeah. You mentioned it's always on during Wimbledon. When I played the long match in 2010, the World Cup was going on and England was playing. And I just remember our match actually stealing headlines from the World Cup, which was crazy, all the way back in 2010. But you're right. It's always during Wimby. And it is funny seeing the players' moods like totally change. It's like when USC loses a big football game or something. So it's kind of nice, like not really caring about the result.
Like I will watch. I'm with Sam. I will watch. I will get into it. It's a lot of fun. It's like a worldwide phenomenon. Like everybody gets into it. But, you know, I'm not going to lose an ounce of emotional attachment to a result.
No. Do you guys remember the wild card wheel we did with like the guys we had, like we have to choose, like, you know, yes. Stevie, your boy played Djokovic in the second round. Royer.
Yep.
Yeah. Royer.
Mm-hmm. My guy. I love the wheel.
That's your guy. The wild card wheel. That's what we're going to do, right? Let's do that for World Cup soccer teams. We have all the teams and these are our two, wherever they land. This is the teams we got to root for, along with the United States, of course.
Let's say we all get to root for the United States. If it lands on United States, it's a re-spin.
Yeah, exactly. Good call. Okay. So who wants this to be their first team?
I'll take it. Customized wheel. This is beautiful. I love it.
Stevie's first.
All right, go. Stevie, here you go. Customized wheel. Here, nothing major wheel.
Give me I want such a random team.
Oh, they're good. Croatia.
Croatia, that's a good one.
They're good.
I like my chances
right.
to.
Stevie's great. All right.
That's you.
I'll go next. This is one of my two. Come on.
Panama.
Panama. I like that one.
I don't like your chances.
I don't either, but I can get behind Panama.
Okay. Uzbekistan is in there. Give me Uzbekistan.
No, you don't get Uzbekistan. You didn't go there to battle with us back in the day.
You're right. Oh, Spain.
No way. Oh, Spain. Yes! Wow.
They're probably good. I know nothing about soccer, but they're good.
Before we can, have y'all seen these videos on Twitter and stuff, like all these teams showing up to these small towns to train?
Yeah, it's great.
It's like
dude.
So funny. Norway is training in my hometown of Greensboro. Spain is training in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I just find it funny that these worldwide, like giant athletes with these huge followings are like, you know, they're coming to these small towns in America and doing their training camp. Anyways, let's continue.
Back to Stevie. That would have been cool, though.
Ooh.
Oh, you get Ronaldo?
Nope.
No.
Qatar.
That sucks. They seem...
I feel like they don't have a good team.
They seem not so good.
They're probably rich, though.
They are probably rich.
Good, good sponsor. Good backing.
You know what I'm rooting for Team Qatar is just three draws. I want them to play 11 in the box and just play defense.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, give me my second
11
one.
11 in the box. I like it. Listen to you.
Soccer terms for you boys.
Portugal would be sick. Or like Argentina.
Germany would be cool.
Germany. That feels really good.
Yeah, it does feel good. Wow. They won it all like somewhere along the line, like 12 years ago or something.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
All right, my last team. I got Spain, who might be the favorites. Come on. Come on. Not Turkey. Okay, I deserve that. Turkey.
You got Spain, though. I mean, you can't ask
for much I got more. Spain. So Spain and Turkey. Is Turkey good?
Can't be.
SIF team? Decent.
Okay. Decent.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Right. I think decent. I got Spain. They're really good. But, you know, do you know who is really good? That's Momentous. Don't you agree, Stevie?
I absolutely agree. And Momentous, our great sponsor. I used to think I had my health routine dialed in. Unlike Sam Querrey, but I completely overlooked fiber. Once I realized how much that was impacting how I felt, I started looking for a better solution. And that's where Momentous Fiber Plus has become a great addition to my daily routine.
I know fiber isn't trendy, it's not cool, but it is very important and it's the most overlooked part of your health.
Yeah, nearly 95% of people are not getting enough fiber. I feel like Sam is in that 95%. No offense, Sam. So modern diets and busy lifestyles make it hard to get enough fiber consistently.
That's why Momentous launched Fiber Plus, a triple action formula combining soluble and insoluble fiber with prebiotic resistant starch to support gut health and digestion.
It helps your body absorb the nutrients, stabilizes your blood sugar. I don't 100% know what that means, but you want the blood sugar stabilized.
Yes,
and
you do.
It improves your recovery. Great athletes like us, we're always working out. You know, we want the recovery.
Exactly. Sam's hitting the elliptical hard. And
I am.
Exactly. He actually has been. But we choose Momentous because they hold everything to a higher standard. It's clean, minimal ingredients, no unnecessary fillers, and they are NSF certified for sport.
And that means it has been third-party tested for purity and label accuracy.
Support your gut health and overall performance with Momentous Fiber Plus and get up to 35% off your entire first order at livemomentous.com. Promo code nothing major.
That's livemomentous.com. LIVEMOMENTOUS.com. Promo code nothing major for up to 35% off. Livemomentous.com. Promo code nothing major.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Unfortunately, not a lot of fiber in those ice cream cones Sam's been having. I'm getting pictures.
Yeah,
of.
No. He needs
cone to, might have some.
We got some Momentous waiting for us at home, Sam.
There's fiber in an ice cream cone, is there not?
I don't know, but we got some good stuff waiting for us at home.
Okay.
So thank you, Momentous. Appreciate that. All right, it's Thursday. The episode's rolling along nicely. What do you say we go on to fan questions?
Yeah.
Let's start with, there's a couple of them here that I'm trying to decipher which one. Let's go with Brad from Ontario. Because have you ever swallowed a bug during a match or get stung by a bee? Love the podcast. Or like, what's the craziest thing that's happened to us on the court? Like, maybe nature related. Can you remember anything?
Do you guys remember, I mean, the one that sticks out to me is Wimbledon. Those like fire ants that one summer, they were like, all in the ground. Yes. They like come up and like,
do you remember that?
It was so gross. There's billions of them out there. Like you couldn't play. They were all over it was so gross. Like, I don't know what it was. It was just like the wrong, I don't know what it was, like time of year or weather or something. But like, it looked like if you watched it on TV, it was like fuzzy and blurry because of like, you know, like the screen wasn't very good, but it was just all these bugs on there. It was so gross.
As far as I've never been stung by a bee. I don't know anyone that's ever been stung by a bee. Occasionally you would swallow like maybe like a gnat or something.
Yeah.
I remember like swallowing a gnat. But
you play those night matches in the summer in the States, like in DC or Canada, and they'd always have these giant bugs fly on the court, and sometimes the ball kids got to get involved and you shoo them away with your racket. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hot summer nights.
Oh, no, it's a good one. In Los Cabos, so at night, the bugs would hit the lights and get zapped, and they'd fall and die on the court. And then you would go and practice the next morning, and there'd be like giant iguanas all over the court. And they would kind of stay on the court while you practiced. They were willing to risk getting all the bugs.
They're so immune. And like
you weren't going to do anything. Yeah, it was cool though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of terrifying. Cool. You have that in mind. Yeah. You used to have that at Crandon Park every year. You have like the big iguanas come out there.
Oh my God. Dude, a couple years ago in Miami, I was, I lost early in singles or whatever. And I was spending, and I was still in doubles. And so I was going to Crandon Park like on my off days to practice on clay. Cause you know, we had clay coming up after Miami. And so this has been 3 years since the tournament had been there. The place was like, it was like the set of Walking Dead. It was so desolate. They had a couple courts ready and iguanas were everywhere. All I remember is these giant iguanas. We're talking like 6-footers roaming the ground.
It grosses it me out, just, dude.
Yeah, just pretty unkempt. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda sad. That's a great venue. It's just sad that it's gone to this.
We have a question from God's country right now. Athens, Georgia. See my hat? It's a Georgia tennis hat. From Tanner. He says, do players on the ATP and WTA secretly judge obnoxious grunts?
I don't think it's secret. I think they're just obnoxious and will pretty much well-spoken about.
Yeah, it's not secret. Yeah, I think players are judged.
Like, it's well-talked about in the locker room. At least on the men's side, I've never, you know, been in the women's locker room. So on the men's side, you know the guys that who it is and it's annoying and you talk about it.
I can't think of a guy that's had like obnoxious grunting.
It's become less and less.
Yeah.
There was one way back in the day with Robin Haase and I think it was Rogério Dutra da Silva where like he was making fun of him on the court with it and then got himself coded.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
So specific.
I remember these things, dude.
This is mostly a problem though on the WTA tour. Let's be honest. Like some of the women, you know, that goes to extended grunts like, as guys, we don't care. What do I care if you grunt? We're not playing against you. I think it's a question for the women. But there's definitely that. I feel like I'm speaking for the women, and who knows if I'm right or wrong here. I think they go in the locker room and like, oh, so-and-so grunts. Like, it's such an obnoxious grunt. Like, it's talked about a little bit, but at the end of the day, I don't think it's that big a deal.
I think it's open.
Yeah. I actually don't think it's a big deal either.
And I think if you are grunting, you know about it too, though. If you're like a long grunter, you know it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more on the WTA side for sure. A few come to mind. Azarenka had a loud grunt. Sabalenka's kind of got a loud grunt.
Sharapova had a loud one.
Yep. All right, last question. Sarah from Chicago. I've been watching the NBA Finals. Not nearly as dramatic as Roland Garros. We agree. I was wondering if a team of John Isner's played a team of Riley Opelka's, who would win and why? No one would want to watch that, but Isner's would win.
Yeah, not even close.
I think so, too.
All right.
The Opelkas would get hurt.
Yeah, they would.
The team of Opelkas would just not be able to finish the game. I've not seen Riley
play that much basketball. I trust John's basketball shot, ball handling skills more than Riley's.
Thank you.
1,000%.
He could be way better than you, but who knows?
He's got to be able to stay upright.
The best ability is availability.
Mm-hmm. I like that, Stevie. And that's exactly
there
right.
You go.
All right.
Before we end the show, John, this comes out Thursday. Did your beloved Canes get a game 4 win today?
Oh.
Are they tied 2-2 going back to Raleigh over Sam's Golden Knights?
Yeah, Sam's Vegas Golden Knights. We're having a big heads up battle here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we don't really care about the NBA Finals, to be honest.
Yeah, Canes tied it up going to game 5 in Raleigh.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's it. What did you think of the Thursday episode, guys? First ever.
I liked it.
It was good. It was lacking a little bit.
I agree. Like, it's just honest,
we're still in Paris filming this right now just because like we're flying home on Monday. We have like a busy Tuesday. So this is when we had to film a little early. Next week, we'll be back in our regular routine of like we film on the Mondays and the Thursdays. We'll have a little more zazz for everyone,
I think. And post Yeah, the first one after a Grand Slam is always like, oh, it's such a come down.
It's a come down. But huge also, not to like toot your guys' horn again, you guys have been literally on air talking for 18 straight days, like 12 hours a day. Like, you guys must be so haggard. Like, the fact that you guys did it, good effort. You guys should probably not talk for a while.
I'm glad we're not doing this when we land, if, truthfully. And Sam and I got a pack.
You look like you're good back there. You look like you're ready to just zip it up and get out of there.
I have so much anxiety right now. Yeah. Anyways, we'll see.
I have anxiety. You got a pack. You have like 12 hours of pack right now.
I know. I just still got anxiety. I got little things here and there. Like, stuff it in the I got bag. My creatine. I got my protein powder. These little things that like you don't have, right? Like, you know. No, you don't take creatine, do you?
I didn't bring my creatine to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need a creatine sponsor. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some creatine. Anyway, so, all right. We'll see everyone on Monday.
Yep.
We'll have a little bit more to talk about on the grass. No more dirty clay. Let's get to the good grass.
Exactly, sure. Stevie. Grass court swing is on. So do that. Thanks, everyone. Stevie, I like your background. Looks good. Like the new addition. And we'll see you next time. Remember to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell on YouTube. We would appreciate it. We got to get our subscribers to 50K, right? Or like in the 40s. Got to get to 50.
Yeah, we can do that.
Remember, we don't cook our books either.
Oh, natural.
Authentic 50. Numbers.
Yep.
Authentic numbers across all social media platforms from Nothing Major. All right. And see y'all on Monday. The same as for John, the same for Sam. Stevie J won the bronze, but none won a slam. Nothing major. Nothing major.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.